what's going on. Wednesday night, once again, Geekosphere is back for the week. We got everyone in the studio.
Yep.
Yep. You got me. You got Matt. You got...
Harold.
His timing needs to get better.
The hair bear.
Exactly. His timing needs to get a little better, but you got it. He dropped his spoon. But
I'm eating.
What are you eating?
Cheesecake? No.
Alright.
It's good.
What kind of cheesecake?
Peanut butter chocolate.
Nah, I'll just get gassy.
Oh.
Yes. Anyways, like I said, it's another wonderful Wednesday night here at the Sphere. When did we play FIFA last?
2 days ago, I believe.
2-3 days ago, something like that? I think it was Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Sunday night, we played FIFA once again, and we have now dictated that Sunday nights will be match days. Yes. Which was kind of fun, actually.
Yeah, this is the new one, too.
Yeah, FIFA 15. Which is actually a really, really good game. For sports, it's actually a really, really good game. I liked how we decided to switch leagues out of nowhere. I mean, come on. You were playing in Scotland.
Yeah.
The competition is going to be pretty weak.
Well, it's not that bad.
It's
better in America.
That's true. And he was sitting there all night calling it soccer. With the rest of the people in the world, please email me and tell him it's football. Please.
What's that?
Soccer.
They call it soccer here.
They call it football in the rest of the world. God. They're 99% of the world.
They don't call it. They play it year-round. People get sick of it over there, too, you know.
Yeah, they get tired of soccer after a while.
Each country plays it at a different time.
They play year-round.
No, each country plays at a different time. Each country has a different regular season.
Marseille is always playing.
Well, yeah, they always are, because there's always small tournaments or something going on. There's always some UEFA League championship weekend or something.
I rest my point. Yeah. I rest my case. They get sick of it over there.
I know.
Just like we get sick of football over here.
Oh my God, it's over.
I know. Yay. And it can't. And it'll come around far too fast once again.
Wow.
Just like when the NBA ends, it'll come back far too soon. You won't be able to mourn.
Well, there's a for sure thing all year round. It's FIFA. Now you got some Crown Prince Abdullah or whatever is going to be the president of FIFA. That was in the news.
I thought it was a French guy.
No, not the new guy.
What is he? Some guy from Qatar, and that's how they got the World Cup.
He must be from the Mid East or whatever. You got that goes year round. You got freaking tennis over there that goes year round. You got MotoGP that goes year round.
No, it
watching
doesn't.
That.
No,
and
it doesn't.
Formula. Right, man?
No,
fucking formula.
No. The racing doesn't go year round. The racing goes till October, then it's over.
Thank God.
And it starts in May.
Really? They got
all
that
the series,
long of break?
All the series start in May. The testing, on the other hand, that starts in like February. But no, the longest running series over there, if you're gonna talk racing, is DTM. That one runs from like February to November.
The hell's that?
Deutsche Tourwagen Masters.
Another obtuse sport.
No, it's the Germans. They have their own independent series with Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and Audi. It's not obtuse, you two. They come here. They race here. They race at Austin, at Circuit of the Americas.
Austin what?
Texas.
Oh.
At Circuit of the Americas. And they did go to Laguna Seca for a few years there, out in California. But no, if you guys are going to make fun of anything that I watch when it comes to racing, I will allow you to make fun of the Dakar, because that goes on for 2 weeks, and there's far too many entrants, and it's extremely boring even for me, and I'm a big fan.
They don't even run it from the original spot anymore.
No, because of terrorist problems in Senegal.
Bunch of pussies. Go with it.
They run it in South America. It's just as difficult.
Right,
it's just as difficult as the
right,
Sahara.
Man? Play football, you can get concussions, right? Yeah. Your life soon. Yeah. Look at these guys. Oh, I'm not gonna go there. Maybe
oh
shot
no.
At.
Fine, I'll let you do it. But you can't make fun of Formula One. You can't make fun of MotoGP, and you can't make fun of the Isle of Man. You also can't make fun of DTM. You can go ahead and you can poke fun at Rally all you want. I'll let you do it. But I will defend it. I will defend Formula Racing, Motorcycle Racing, and DTM to the kill. You're not gonna sway me. Oh, and Australian V8 supercars. Because that's like a bar fight on four wheels.
It's like, you kidding me?
Because that's a bar fight on four wheels.
It all sounds the same, man.
It does.
Touring car racing, yeah, is pretty much the same. The only thing that changes are the specs. Spec racing series like DTM is far more technical, whereas Aussie V8 supercars is, you put a big V8 in the front, give it some brakes, some wheels, and a wing for downforce, and they just go.
Matt doesn't give a shit.
I don't.
No, I know he doesn't. I'm just having fun, though. I'm having fun watching you roll your eyes. That's why I'm doing it. Also, you haven't finished reading Go Like Hell, so I'm giving you crap.
I'll finish when I finish it.
Better be tomorrow.
Go Like Hell.
Yeah, it's a book about Carroll Shelby and Lee Iacocca and how they designed the GT40 to specifically beat Ferrari at Le Mans in the mid and late 70s. And they actually succeeded at it. They did very well. They won 5 of those 6 years they entered it. They kicked his ass, man. Because out of those years, Ferrari never finished the race. Because they had accidents, and then they had...
Well, then you can't say that they beat him.
They...
Beating someone is where you nose them out at the end, at the finish line. If the guy cracks up, I mean...
And they had engine issues. But it's an Italian
V12. I blew a tire.
It's an Italian V12. You kind of expect them to have problems. Like they do now. They have a lot of problems. But anyways, we are going to go on to our regularly scheduled news. Shut your hole.
You just had to start it.
Yeah, you did. You did.
You liked that Super Bowl, though.
I thought it was all right. It was entertaining.
Oh, come on.
I'll give it
you
that.
You loved the end of the game.
Not really.
Yeah,
I wasn't
did.
That
like,
into it.
Yeah,
I knew what was going to happen. I knew the Patriots were going to win.
Please.
Come on, how could you not have known the Patriots are going to win?
They honestly shouldn't have won.
No, but that fight at the end of the whole thing was kind of disgraceful, if you ask me. I'm actually kind of glad the Patriots did win, because at least they're graceful in victory.
That's a lie.
You called them cheaters last week.
I know.
That's a lie.
And they are. But at least when they win and they know they've got their hand in the cookie jar, they don't rub it. They don't rub salt in the wound. Whereas the Seahawks knew they were down and they knew they were screwed, and one of them started a fight anyways. This isn't hockey, boys. You can't fight.
Whoa.
It's not like it's just a little 5-minute penalty and you skate off to the penalty box and you get to come back. No, you actually get, suspended.
They were losing anyway, so it didn't really matter at that point. If you're going to fight, you're going to fight.
I think that was probably part of it, yeah. Anyways, let's get back to the news here since Matt was so excited to get going on it. Amazon said to be mulling buying Radio Shack stores in retail expansion. Does this surprise either of you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
What do they want with them?
Amazon wants to become more of a storefront rather than an online store. They want to have both. They want to be both.
Well, then, you know what you're going to say? Is eBay going to be the next one want to buy buildings?
Yeah, to have an open auction house every day of the week. We're selling this person's Legos. $5. $5. Anyone?
I think you're going to see that go by the wayside, yeah.
What, eBay?
Yep.
Well, maybe.
Any guys buy anything on there?
I've bought one thing on there.
You buy anything, man?
No.
You don't use Craigslist either, do you?
No.
Yeah, you're going to, like, get beat up or shot or some shit. Well, that's what happened to that older couple down in Georgia.
I heard about that piece of shit.
I don't know what the hell he was thinking. It's like, I'm going to kill you. I didn't rob you or anything. I'm just kidding. What a dumbass.
Yeah, we live
in a judge ought to just hang him saying, you're too stupid to live. Boy.
What did you say? It was in Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
They have the death penalty there.
Well, I realize that.
Just give him the injection. Just say, nope, screw it. You have no hope. If you're willing to rob an old couple, you're willing to hurt others.
I don't think he even robbed them.
He hurt him, didn't he? I thought he threw a couple of punches at him or tied him up or something.
I don't know. They were beside the vehicle. They found the vehicle to have submerged at their Toyota or whatever. I just saw it flat and strange because he said he had a 65 Mustang he wanted to sell him, so they drove down there, right? And he killed him for... Why? I mean, what are you, a retard?
Like I said, the judge should just say, you cannot be rehabilitated.
You're too stupid. You gotta kill you.
Yep. Turn on old Sparky. Turn on old Sparky. There you go. Amazon.com Inc., aiming to bolster its brick-and-mortar operations, has discussed acquiring some Radio Shack Corp. locations after the electronics chain files for bankruptcy. Two people with knowledge of the matter said, Amazon has considered using the Radio Shack stores as showcase for the Seattle-based company's hardware, as well as potential pickup and drop-off centers for online customers, said one of the people who asked not to be named because of deliberations are private. The possible move discussed as part of Radio Shack's looming trip to bankruptcy court would present Amazon's biggest push into traditional retail. Amazon joins other potential bidders, including Sprint Corp. and the investments group behind Brookstone, is evaluating Radio Shack's stores. People familiar with the situation said Radio Shack has more than 4,000 U.S. locations and is moving toward a deal to sell a portion and close the rest, according to some of the people. Sprint has discussed buying 1,300 to 2,000, they said. Craig Berman, a spokesman for Amazon, didn't respond to a request for comment. Marion Roth, a spokeswoman for the Fort Worth, Texas-based Radio Shack, declined to comment, as did a representative for Brookstone. As part of the negotiations, Sprint and Radio Shack have discussed co-branding the stores. Two of the people said liquidation isn't inevitable.
Inevitable.
Well, my question is always this. In this current world, you go into any electronics store, you can find damn near anything, from batteries to remote-controlled cars to TVs to consoles to headphones to anything. It is literally a one-stop shop down the block. The only ones that aren't are the franchised ones, because they carry whatever they can afford, or they carry whatever's most popular, instead of carrying everything like their, you know, corporately held stores. How are you so badly managed that you can't afford to stay open?
Well, I I don't think it's that at all. I don't think that's badly managed. I just think that it's a store where you don't hit. It's not slick.
It's not cool to go to Radio Shack.
Would be my guess, yeah. Even though they do have everything you need.
It's the Shack.
That's how they build themselves. They've been
Well, I just think too is there's too many out there now.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way about it. I mean, you got Best Buy, you've got all the online stores.
Yep.
Between Amazon, eBay, you know, there's even specialty electronic stores online that are just online. You know.
But they have all the same stuff.
Some of them actually have more. You can actually buy computer hardware off of them, whereas you can't really get that from Best Buy. I mean, yes, you can get that extended tube for your Dyson at Best Buy, but you can't get an external hard drive or a detachable hard drive.
You can probably get one at Radio Shack.
No. I've been in enough Radio Shacks to know they don't carry a whole lot of hardware for computers.
They have a lot of stuff for home stereos and things like that.
Yeah, but there again, that kind of...
It will come back, believe me.
It kind of makes their name quite literal. Radio Shack.
It'll come back, just like vinyl records will come back, and you watch.
Oh, I know they will. Metallica's going to make that happen.
No, but I mean actual home stereo systems where you got the big giant speakers and the turntable and...
You know what? I honestly wouldn't mind that.
Huh?
I honestly wouldn't mind that. Because I remember what the sound of grandma's at my grandma's house sounds like when she used to put on records once in a while. You'd hear that, and the sound would be... It's a great sound. It's almost better than this digital sound.
It's got a hiss to it.
Yeah, and it makes it feel that much more in the room. Whereas digital is so crisp and clean, it feels too sterile. But there again, that's coming from a big music person like me.
Yeah.
You like it that way, Matt? You don't like to hear the hiss?
No, it's not just all that. I think it's just you grew up with it.
Well, yeah, but you had
kind of.
Me, I was kind of influenced by it.
Yeah, that's
my grandparents and him.
Then he explained to me how come small bars, how come First Avenue, how come all these small bars that have bands sell. Because that's not perfect.
No.
No.
No, but I think the thing is that people... Well, I don't mean to point fingers at you or make it, you know, singly out here, but people like you aren't going to go to live shows. You're not going to be the kind of person who's going to line up for just any live show. It's got to be a big band. Like a big name band, not, you know...
Not necessarily true.
Who would you go to that isn't a big band?
But I'm not a big music person either. But that's not saying I wouldn't go to a small
band.
Well,
if Alpha Tiger showed up at some little bar, I'd go to that one.
Well, what I mean is the sound systems in bars or even like at First Avenue isn't always 100% like you would get on a CD that's been ran through engineering and everything's taken out and realigned.
Yeah, I know. And I would still rather go to that than listen to some of this music through a digital port. You know what I mean? Like, listening to it through my phone, yes, it's very crisp, it's very clean, you don't get that hiss, you don't get the pop, but at the same time, I kind of like that, because it's kind of a weird, nostalgic kind of feeling to it. And it feels, it's a great feeling, actually. But anyways, we're getting totally off topic here when it comes to Amazon. We started talking about Amazon, and then we got the music somehow. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so for you guys, do you guys feel like maybe Amazon is expanding just a little bit too quickly, and do you guys feel like maybe Amazon is moving in the wrong direction, trying to become more brick and mortar and less online?
No.
Do you think they'll find a happy medium?
You buy anything from them?
I have.
Well, Matt, I'm asking Matt, do you buy anything from him?
No, not yet.
Is there anything there that interests you?
Nah.
I mean, anything.
No, but I'm not a big online guy yet.
Well, you can buy everything there, right? Isn't that the deal?
Pretty close.
Oh, crap. Like, you can buy tires and clothes. You can buy clothes and shit?
Yeah. You can get clothes, you can get shoes, you can get CDs, you can digitally download music and podcasts, you can digitally download movies, you can actually buy hard copies of movies, you can buy instruments, big stack speakers, you can buy amplification equipment, you can buy studio equipment, you can buy pretty
yeah,
much anything
I'm
they've got.
I'm going to stores, but...
Well, yeah. What?
Well, is
this like eBay? So if you buy it from Amazon, you wonder, well, is it going to come in good condition, or is it going to be
beat no,
to hell or
no,
what?
Because they actually have brand new in the box equipment and things. Everything that you buy from them is never used.
Okay, well, just wondering.
It's brand new in the box equipment, or brand new in the box books or DVDs or whatever you're buying.
Why don't they just buy? Why don't they just take on Radio Shack's debt and leave Radio Shack as is, and then just use them
just
as
make
a
that as their extended company?
Yeah,
not rebrand it, but just
yeah.
Leave
that
it
way,
Radio
that
Shack.
Way, you can use it as your drop-off point to fill your orders for people. That
well,
way
actually, that does
your,
make sense because
that way you don't have to have your little freaking drone flying around dropping presents on you or packages or whatever.
You make it sound like it's pooping all over the place. You make it just seem like they got a big one with a giant, like, Bombay door on it, and they just let it go flying over cities, just whoa.
Well, if you're buying tires, you can buy tires, right?
Yeah, you can buy car tires.
Well, if you're going to buy car tires from them, they're going to be delivered by freight, so why would you... I don't get it. That you need your shit that fast that somebody's got to... You need your handkerchiefs or your pot holders so fast that a drone's going to deliver them to you from the...
I think you can even order weed grinders off of there. And bongs and pipes and shit like that.
God.
And I think they only ship to certain states.
Yeah.
Like, I know they have a certain one coded for Washington. But,
sounds like they're only going to get half a chance at the store, half of the store chances anyway. Because Sprint wants them, half of them.
Now,
just another phone outlet. Yay! More phone outlets.
Maybe.
It's like another Starbucks next to you there.
Oh! We should talk about something else here. You know, me and you watched the Super Bowl. Did you and Mom finish it? When you were at your partay,
finished watching, got to the.
When you guys got to about the
halfway
quarter,
yeah, maybe halfway, third quarters of the helmet.
It
really?
Was a competition game. I mean, it was
closer than
yeah.
Well, after I saw Katy Perry, I said, "This is enough of this shit, man." She can't sing. She's terrible.
I love that he just goes. I saw Katy Perry, and I said, "Fuck this."
Well, that was too bad. Fucking, I was hearing she's writing a freaking Panther. I believe it was.
Well, you see, me and you left.
I know
we left
did.
To go and rent FIFA.
But
so
this
we
is
come
after
back
the Super Bowl and everything. I was like, what the hell?
I don't know, man. She's crazy. But, anyways, we should probably talk about the ads because there were a few that I saw that were pretty good.
Yeah, they were right.
They weren't as good as they usually are.
Last year was better.
Actually, I saw the Nissan one on the internet today.
Oh.
You want to know what was cool about it for me? It was because it was a dad who's a race car driver. That was the cool part. Yeah.
Okay.
They show him driving like the Delta Wing, and then he drives the GTR and Super GT. And then he goes on to racing at Le Mans. And then now his kid's like 17 and he hangs up the helmet.
Oh.
And then he's in like a Nissan Altima. And then it's to that, who's the guy who sings Cats in the Cradle?
Cat Stevens.
No, that really folksy sounding one.
Cat Stevens, I think. Yeah.
Oh, all right. And it's set to that song, and it's. I thought it was kind of cool. Just, you know, minus that stupid folksy song. I'm okay with it. I liked it. It was pretty good.
Minus a stupid folksy song.
What? Yeah, I'm not a big folk music fan. Like, I don't really care for Bob Dylan. I don't really care for Creedence Clearwater Revival, because they're kind of folksy and southern rock all at the same time. Yeah, they are.
Whatever.
Yeah, they are.
What about Ghost?
They're not folksy, they're a cult.
Oh, man.
Man. Hey, he brought it up. I just answered the question.
No Ghost. No Ghost.
It's a cult.
It's a cult.
I haven't been brainwashed. I didn't get on their Volvo bus yet, so calm down.
Damn close.
No.
Have another Surly. Ghosty.
Anyways, getting back to the commercials here. And then we saw, what was that one? It was a Sprint commercial. That's why I thought of it. The one where it goes, cut your bill in half, and then it's Verizon, AT&T, and then what was the other one? T-Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
We're sorry, but... Nah! And then it's like, cut your bill in half, and then... Nah! And then at the very end, it was... And at the very end...
yeah, something you don't have to deal with these.
Yeah, and then it's a donkey, and... Everyone read between the lines. Pretty good. I thought
that was.
No, but do you remember half of the companies? Just because the commercials, they were really kind of like tugging on your heartstrings, really kind of heavy kind of stuff this year.
I know they were.
They weren't funny.
McDonald's and
McDonald's with their signs.
Microsoft.
Yeah. If you didn't think Microsoft did anything,
you didn't think Microsoft cared.
Then you should have watched those Super Bowl commercials.
Why?
Because they had the one with the kid that they made electric prosthetics for. They also had one for a lady that they made...
they listened to you.
What was the other one that they did? What was it? What was that one for the lady?
What was it?
Something about a runner. I think it was a runner who had just one leg amputated. Crap, I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't know either. I can't remember all that.
Did it look good? Did the prosthetic look good?
Actually, yeah. It's actually mechanically controlled. It's also it also has a receiving unit in it, and they've actually programmed his natural walking motion with it.
No, I mean, does his appearance look normal? The leg itself.
No, they haven't. They didn't case it with like a skin looking.
Well, then they failed.
Okay. He's just nitpicking.
Yeah, he is.
No, I'm not nitpicking. I mean, the richest man in the world, and he can't afford the best cosmetic or any of that. I'm serious.
I have to answer this question.
I'm serious. Wouldn't you do that?
I think it's a good step where they're going.
Well, it is, but I mean, then take it to the very end, then, and do the ultimate perfect job, so you can take two victory laps.
The kid did take a victory lap, though.
It actually looks like a. I mean,
he took a victory lap around the bases in the batting cage.
Oh God!
He did.
Oh yeah. Well, that's good.
Ooh.
They got the mechanical stuff right, but then they got to get the cosmetic pleasing right.
Yeah, it wasn't encased in something that looked like a leg. It was still very mechanical and very, you know, electrical looking. It still looked a bit like something from Tron. But they have his natural motion program to it.
Well, that's, yeah, I know. Now let's, like, crank it up a notch. Maybe if you weren't busy helping all those kids in Africa, maybe you'd get it cranked up a notch.
Someone's been watching The Big Bang Theory. but the problem that I have with that commercial was is that they weren't so much focused on the fact that they were helping this young boy achieve some sort of normalcy, even though he was born without his two legs. They had to promote the surface in there. Every time you saw one of the tablets, on the back of the tablet, in the biggest letters possible, was Surface Pro. And any of the computers, the Microsoft sign, was bigger than the back of the computer. It's like, you can't just, you know, subtly put that in there. Not make it so, woo, look at us, we're Microsoft, here's a Surface for you, buy it. You can just make it a touching commercial about how you helped a young boy walk. And then at the very end, show your logo. But, you know.
Or just maybe stop pissing over everybody and forget about your logo.
Maybe. But, let's move it on here. Let's move it on to another news story here. Is this one about the... Oh, no, wait.
I have no idea. You gotta tell me here. Can't read your mind.
The cable industry hates...
me.
The cable industry hates net neutrality proposal teased by FCC's Tom Wheeler. Oh, that's nice. There's like a 12-year-old... Is that a boy or a girl? I can't tell.
His name is Tom.
Is that a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
I would say that's a girl, but that looks like a boy.
I'm going to girl with that one.
Got an Adam's apple?
Actually, yeah, that's a boy. see? Right there. Hold on, let's zoom in. That's a boy.
No, sure.
Tom Wheeler?
No. This is a little kid in a picture. There's this little, it looks like 12, 13-year-old boy over here. And he's holding up a big old sign that says, "Don't neuter the internet." Or don't neuter the net, sorry.
Well,
if you've ever wondered whether... What? If you've ever wondered whether superlatives can travel at 500 megabits per second, wonder no more. The broadband and cable industries responded with swift, with swiftier Wednesday to the news that Chairman Tom Wheeler of the U.S. Federal Communications Commission supports reclassifying broadband service as a public utility, a move that could subject high-speed internet and mobile providers to the toughest regulations they've ever faced. Michael Powell, CEO and president of the National Cable and Telecommunications Association, said the plan would bury the industry under layers of burdensome, outdated regulation. Hold on a second. I scrolled too far. It will result in backward-looking new regulatory regime ill-suited for the dynamic internet with far-reaching and troubling consequences, Powell said in a statement Wednesday. We believe that such a significant expansion of the FCC's authority is unnecessary and will only deliver further unnecessary uncertainty, instead of legally enforceable rules that everyone supports. In a joint statement, John Sununun and Harold Ford Jr. Thank you for having a normal name. Seems like every single person how many stories have we had lately where someone has had a totally unpronounceable name? I swear.
Well,
it's see, look at this. John Sun Unu. Sununa? Sununu?
Could be. John. JJ. Let's call him JJ.
JJ Sununu for the three.
There you go.
It's a mess. Honorary co-chairs of Broadband for America called the plan an unprecedented expansion of FCC power, which it is. It really and truly is. It's them trying to have a power grab. If you look at the legislation behind all of this, it's just them trying to nab bits and pieces of the internet for higher taxation and more cost. Because these people don't know how to run a country, because they are the biggest deadweights in the world.
I'm sure it's all about licensing too, so.
And there is discussion of that in there as well.
It's all about licensing. I'm sure it'll be an expensive license.
Eh, probably. Writing in Wired magazine Wednesday, Wheeler said he will propose the FCC use its authority under Title II of the 1934 Communications Act to regulate internet service providers as common carriers. He said such a move would authorize the agency to stop providers from prioritizing some types of content over others, the cornerstone of net neutrality. But Powell said the objectives can be achieved without a significant regulatory bandage.
He's lying.
Yeah. That comes with utility-like regulation. The NCTA and many cable and telecommunications companies include AT&T Inc. and Comcast Corp., Time Warner Cable, and Verizon Communications Inc. have repeatedly said they are not opposed to light-touch rules that prohibit blocking or throttling legal content. Yeah, because...
Well, it's going to end up like any other utility.
It's going to be regulated to the hilt.
There'll only be big ones left.
It's going to weed out all the small ones.
Well, you'll have two or three carriers. That'll be it.
Well, yeah. It'll keep all the small regional ones from even popping up or even considering popping up.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no more competition. You'll have about one cell phone provider, and then you'll have, you know, one cable or satellite provider.
Well, yeah.
That'll be it.
I'd say there's a few, but I wouldn't say there ultimately would be one.
Well, I mean, look at utilities. On the West Coast, you got what? Pacific Gas and Electric. They're huge.
Yeah.
And on the East Coast, you got Con Ed. They're huge. Here in the Midwest, you got
XL. CenterPoint.
Who else? Does anybody know of anybody else?
Other than the natural gas companies, no, you don't have any other power stations that are owned by anyone else.
Well, that's what I mean. They're utilities. So eventually, that's why Verizon says it's okay. Who else said it was okay?
Time Warner.
Well, yeah.
Time Warner, Comcast, and AT&T.
That's because they're merged together, I thought.
Yeah, they are.
Time Warner and Comcast, right?
Yeah, they are. They bought them all.
They're the same company.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a shocker there.
Comcast is the one pushing this. They're pushing the hell to get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they are. It's rather unfortunate that they are, but they are. The other question raised by all of this is, how long do we really have before it comes back to bite them in the ass? How long would they have, you know, theoretically, if this law does pass, how long will it take for it to come back and bite them in the ass? Because people are going to start saying, I don't want this anymore. Because unlike regular utilities, people can go without it.
Well, you guys just said last week you don't want to go without it.
Well, at some point, people are going to start saying, I don't want to do this. I don't want this anymore.
You don't want your phone?
Eventually, people will start saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, because if you only have one provider, it'll be at $200 a month. And at some point, people will start saying...
One provider, though.
Yeah, there will. Eventually, there will. Or there will be so few there that it doesn't really matter how expensive it is. They're both the same thing, so... Eh.
Yeah, but that's like saying you don't want your electricity anymore. They already know that. Or you don't want your heat anymore for your house. Because it's too expensive. So you're going to go... What's that, like that... Little Caesars commercial. We're going off the grid. So you're going to live in a log cabin.
And then he doesn't like, we're going back on the grid.
Yeah, then they find the pizza. And...
The only way you're ever going to get around this is people believe in themselves again and actually go out and start little companies with phone companies that But you got to get a license, don't you, to put up a tower and all that shit?
Yeah, I think you do. I'm pretty sure you do, actually. Because I don't think they have publicly accessible towers. That you don't have to have a regulation, or you don't have to be regulated, or you don't have to be registered for.
It's like that article in last month's Christian Science Monitor where they're going all over Africa, and they got these little. It's a company in Dallas that started it, and they got these little bricks of solar panels. So then it looks like saddlebags, and then they climb up on top of your house, and they drape that over the top, center of the roof, and then they must nail it down. And then they run wires across the roof down through one of your windows, and now they're lighting people's homes off that little cluster of solar. It looks like a briefcase size thing. So now everyone has solar powered lights in their home, and they can charge their cell phone. And
well, it's not a bad idea.
Well, that's what I've been talking about when I say I don't know why a person can't buy a cell tower that services 5,000 customers and say, I am XYZ phone company now, and you're my customer. And then if you had three or four of those guys, then they put up a bigger tower so then you can bounce your waves to my customers. So now I get a distance of maybe 400 miles or 500 miles. Because, honest to God, who are you going to talk to outside of your circle of friends? Well, really, I mean, think about it, Matt. Who do you talk to? Unless you're a chick. Chicks talk to everybody. But, I mean, how many people you talk to that are in a different country or a different state? I mean, seriously. How many people you know?
Over the phone?
Well, or text. I mean, who do you talk to?
I don't know, because I don't. I don't talk to that many people.
Well, I just mean, unless you're in business, it's still pretty localized, within probably 700 miles of you. Probably the outside ring is 700 miles of who you're going to talk to. Probably the very outside ring is probably going to be within 100 miles of you that you're going to talk to frequently.
Yeah, pretty much. I can tell you right now, I'm not going to take the time to talk to someone outside of, like, 100 miles of me.
Well, unless it's a business contact or...
Well, yeah.
Someone that way.
If it's something that I'm making money from, yeah, of course I'm going to call them. But if it's not that, no, I don't want to waste the time. Sorry.
So it conceivably, you could have small companies that actually control your phone. You'd probably get a better rate.
Yeah, probably.
You can have... Well, you don't think so?
Well, no, I don't think so.
You don't trust that idea, do you?
I just don't think it'll happen. It's not a bad idea, but...
Well, do you feel more comfortable... Do you feel more comfortable with only two people in the market?
No, because then you... I'm
gonna get
screwed. I get what you're saying. You're saying, I just...
He's trying to say we're screwed no matter what we do. That's his point at this point. We're screwed no matter what we do.
No, I just think it's neat about the article in Africa where they're actually just... We'll just put these little makeshift things together because it works that way, and then they charge the people for the unit. They rent the unit for like $1 a month, and then they go around and repair it. If it needs repair, we repair it. Then they don't. Now they don't have to put up any of these superstructure to handle lines and, you know, poles and all that shit. Digging underground, it's all portable. Your phone could be the same way.
It could. It's totally possible. I mean, I'm not saying it isn't, and I'm not saying that the whole situation is totally out of reach or out of, you know, structure here, but. What I'm trying to say, and what I've been trying to say to him this entire time, is it's better to have a buttload of people that do it differently, because then you never run the risk of anyone getting into it. You never run the risk of anyone having any kind of no one will try and cheat one another because they're too focused on having themselves. They're too focused on their own success. Whereas when it comes to having these big businesses, like these big telecommunications companies, because now we've only got four, they're going to start screwing their customers instead of competing with each other. Mm-hmm. They're going to start screwing their customers because
two companies in China are actually coming out, are actually selling as many phones as Apple and Samsung.
Yeah, but the thing there is...
Well, that's good. Are they letting them do it, though? Well, I'm just... Are the other companies just letting them get a foothold, and then later they'll just crush them?
Well, that is the question. And we won't know that until later on.
What kind of phone is it? A decent phone?
Smartphone. It's a fairly cheap-looking little thing.
Yeah, but does it work?
Every single person who's tried it said that it has many, many hiccups.
Why didn't you get one?
Because it doesn't function fully as a phone.
What do you mean?
It may send and receive calls, but that's about it.
I don't know much about the phone, so...
It's also like that one from India. They said it does really basic online stuff, but that's about it.
Well, yeah,
you try and do anything else, and it freezes up, and it's...
Yeah, but they're just launching it right now, Nick.
I know they are.
They'll improve it.
I know they will, but I'm just saying that until then, I really don't want it.
Yeah.
Just like, if this Chinese phone ends up taking over the market because it's cheaper and it sells a hell of a lot more than Apple or Samsung, I'm still not going to buy it because I don't believe in supporting commies.
If you buy Apple, you are.
If I buy Samsung, I'm not.
Probably not.
I have a Samsung.
Oh, there's an article, though. You're going to want to read that article.
You mean he's wrong?
Kind of.
So they're farming work out in China, too?
Of course they are. Every company is. I've got it right here. Hold on. Let me go back here to my regular email. Oh. No. Not cool, bro. Dude. Really? Why are you gonna kick me? Every single time. Every single day. You kick me.
No, not very hard all the time.
Well, it doesn't have to be hard. You kick me in the dick every day and it's gonna hurt. God. Apple and Samsung join forces for iPhone 7. You son of a bitch. Following reports at the end of last year that Samsung's manufacturing plant in Austin was working on the early batches of A9 system on chips. SoC... What are you looking at?
Back of your phone. Looks like there's something stuck to it. Where's that...
Oh, you had that thing?
Yeah, what is it?
It's a flashlight. It's a little tiny LED bulb. It's actually really bright. For the presumptive named Apple iPhone S. Or Apple iPhone 7. Sorry. Got it. It appears that the South Korean manufacturer will be the lead manufacturer for most, if not all, of the A9 chips for the next generation of Tim Cook's smartphone. One of Samsung's key advantages in the process is its mastery of fabrication at 14 nanometers.
Who makes yours?
Microsoft.
Nokia.
Nokia is the actual phone maker? So now what's it going to be? Nokia and Microsoft and Apple and Samsung. Boom, boom. So now you got two.
Well, it's actually just called Microsoft. They took off that name.
Oh.
Yeah, Nokia is no longer the brand name, but it's still made in Finland.
Yeah.
But Nokia still makes it. So that means there's no such thing as an Ericsson phone anymore. Is there? Or are they swallowed up and
working? That was swallowed up by Sony. And then Sony drove them into the ground.
Sony drives too many companies in the ground.
So then that's
because
why
the only thing they're good at is PlayStation and TVs.
So is that why? So that's why BlackBerry is screaming so loud.
Yeah, because if they don't act, they're gonna get swallowed up.
Well, then you're gonna take that option away from someone.
Most people avoid that option. Most people don't want BlackBerries anymore because their system has become so outdated and so crap that no one wants them anymore. Because they don't even function as a phone anymore. They don't do the basic tasks long enough, and they don't have the durability that that an Apple or Samsung or a Nokia has.
So what's gonna end up happening a year from now or 2 years from now? That phone's gonna be $2,500.
Probably not. No.
Mm.
It'll never get that far.
No.
Because they want to move units as quickly as possible.
Yeah, gas will never go over $3. The debt will never go up.
You see, the gas itself is nowhere near
what
the actual price is. That's after the taxes.
What I'm saying is, you may never own that phone again. You just may always be renting it.
Most people rent their phones anyways.
No, you never turn them in.
No, because the company figures, well, he's been paying his bill for the last 24 months. We either charge out, we either make this upgrade fee $30 a month for 24 months to totally make sure that way by the time the contract's over, it's already paid for, or we charge him outright.
Verizon actually changed their plan. Without no contract, you can get the phone whenever you want.
You can get whatever you want?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Even the top-of-the-end smartphones?
It's a limited time thing, though.
Oh, of course.
I like that part at the end.
Yeah. For a limited time only. You know what? Hold on a second. One of Samsung's key advantages is the process... I already read that. Reports Recode, citing sources familiar with the matter. This allows more transistors to be packaged into a smaller space, all while drawing less power. The attractiveness of those benefits for any smartphone should be clear. I tend to agree with him on that one. Samsung smartphones actually have a higher processing rate, a much more reliable processing rate, and their storage level is through the roof. On the notes, they're through the roof.
But it's not that far behind. Apple's not far behind, though.
No, they're really not. But when you really think about it, Apple kind of stumbles when it comes to reliability. Because an iPhone will last you a year. It'll go strong for a year, and then...
I can't really argue with you. I've never had an iPhone, so...
No, everyone that I've ever known that's had an iPhone, it's gone to shit on them in about a year. Ask Mom. She hates her phone.
She's got an iPhone?
Uh-huh. Uh-oh. I think she's got an iPhone 5.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Like I said, after a year, they go to shit. Because Apple builds them extremely cheaply.
They're not cheap, though. They're expensive to buy. So it's like that Chinese phone you're talking about, or that Indian phone. It locks up and freezes. Is that what you're saying? Maybe you got too much data on it.
That shouldn't be the case, especially if they're buying it as a business phone. It should be able to handle that kind of data. Because if it's a business phone, it's going to be used for that certain purpose.
I don't know.
So,
crappy phones.
That's what I've been saying all this time. That's why Matt and I don't have iPhones. That's
well,
why we're...
Well, you're going to have there.
You just had to bring this up, didn't you?
If they're teaming up, right?
They're not necessarily... Well, if you'd let me finish.
Sure.
Let me finish. Both of you let me finish. Got it? Hush, hush over there.
It would be the other way around. It's...
Yeah, it would be more Samsung's teaming up with Apple because Apple has more brand power. Apple as a brand is a very strong brand. Apple as a product, you're kind of walking the line here.
All I'm saying is, if they do join up, then you'll have to get a different style phone then.
What?
That's got a real tasty burp to it.
Ever tried that one?
Bender? Oh yeah, I like Bender.
It's pretty good.
You should tilt your glass and your thing next time you pour it so you don't get such a head on it.
I don't know, I don't
it's
mind
like a stout.
It. Tastes pretty good. Yeah. The foam of it's actually pretty good too. Most of them. There's a lot of beers out there where the foam is really...
I just wouldn't like pound one down after another because in about half hour you'll be feeling it.
I didn't actually. The first one I had, but after that it took me about 45 minutes. I went about 45 minutes on it, and this one is probably going to be about the same.
What? Just keep bringing us beers until one passes out and every 10 minutes and then just get down to 5 minutes or what?
Just to let everyone know, we're having some beers here tonight on the show. We got a local. We got a local on the show tonight. I'm drinking. I was drinking their Hell Lager.
It's brand new.
Yeah. Surly.
Certainly, it's good stuff.
A local company. I'm working on my second one here. I'm working on Bender, which is actually really, really good. Here, you want to have the last little bit out of the can here?
Oh, that's all right.
It tastes like coffee and chocolate. It's good.
It does? Oh, that's all right.
But you don't like coffee and chocolate?
Not really a coffee person.
Well, it's not... No, believe me, it's not like coffee.
Oh, no. You just get an aftertaste. And then the burp tastes like chocolate.
It's good.
It is. One of Samsung's key... Oh, sorry. I already read that. God. Apple has previously worked with Samsung on the internals of various iPhones. Oh,
hey,
crap. It's tainted. I've only had like a little bit of this one. I haven't even drank a quarter of it, honestly. That hell lager I went through, that one I went through pretty quick right at first, and that's what kind of killed me. I'm running a little slow. I'm running on about half speed here.
Maybe you heard turn around on that.
I can do it. I'm fine.
You're good.
You're just scared of screwing up, aren't you? That's what you're worried about. I'm running on a beer and a quarter, less than a quarter, and you're worried about... screwing up, and you haven't even touched yours since you opened it. You had one sip. You're like Sheldon. You got to cut me off. I had a pretty big sip.
No, he's drinking. I've been watching him.
God. Apple has previously worked with Samsung on the internals of various iPhones, but moved away from its arch rival to source a significant percentage of the A8 chips for the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus from a Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company. It is believed that the 70% of the A8 chips came from TSMC, with Samsung providing the balance, with the iPhone 7 presumably moving out of hand-built test models and starting down the fabrication stage from September for a September 2015 release. Dimensions around the companies to handle the components would be expected around this time. While Apple designs the hardware and chips inside its devices, it does rely on third-party manufacturers to meet the order requirements, which is where Samsung's semiconductor business comes in. So, Samsungs have been tainted. There is no company out there that hasn't touched Apple. There just is no company out there that hasn't touched Apple. It just bothers me. Mm-hmm. I'm not reading any more of it, because you're going to piss me off pretty soon. Anyways, let's get to the whole meat of this story is basically that Samsung has been working with Apple.
Yep.
A9 chips
mm-hmm.
are going to be built by Samsung, which are going to be a variation of what's already in the S6.
Yep.
So your Apple Samsungs are going to run a lot closely now. They're going to run close to the same. The only difference is going to be look, feel, and the way it processes the information. Other than that, they're going to be pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a big deal. It's just kind of I don't know, man. I don't know if I really like it. I don't know if I really hate it. I don't know if it means that we're going to be ushering in a new.
Yeah, but you don't really buy S6, so you don't have to worry.
No, I'm more of a Note person, just because it fits in my hand better. The S6 is still a little small, and I still have to kind of do like this to use it, and it's like, I hate that. I'd rather have something like this, where it's bigger, where it fits in my hand, and I can use it. Why are you sitting over there squishing your hands in the clip chip, or the chip clip?
One of the plastic squeeze things broke.
So you just decided to squeeze your finger in there?
What?
So you just decided to...
pissing around with
it. Well, I mean, we can shut up if you'd rather us do that. Anyways, I think we've hit our hour mark here, haven't we? Yes, we have. I'm looking at the time right now. We've hit our hour mark. I think we're going to move it on to a different side of the show. We are going to... What do you want to do? For the next 15 to 20 minutes as our cutaway time. Our fun time. Fun time. We're on fun time.
Oh,
now.
It is not fun time. I keep telling you this.
I don't know
why you don't believe me.
Because I choose not to. I just choose not to. What do you got an idea over there?
For what?
Geraldo Rivera.
Fun time?
Yeah. He's got a mustache like Geraldo Rivera, though.
He does.
He's not Mexican like he is, but, you know. Or is he Puerto Rican?
What?
Geraldo Rivera.
He's Puerto Rican. He's Puerto Rican.
Well, that's what I thought.
I
thought maybe there'd be a slight chance he was Mexican. But,
you know.
Because, I'm sorry, but it's just the guy, the way he speaks and his mannerisms, it's a very Mexican-style Latin.
I just think there's dialect. Entirely way, way too many comic book shows coming out now on TV.
Oh, don't even get, no.
I'm going to play TV critic for a while, and then you two guys can each take over.
Oh, that's right. We got to talk about TV, what we've been seeing lately. And we got to talk about last week's.
Hey, I get to finish. Shut the hell up. I'm just saying, there's too much.
This is fun type for
there's too much of that shit on TV. Now there's that, what's that one with that chick? She's aging.
I'll be over here.
Yeah, it's supposed to be set. It's supposed to be set what during World War II, and she's some sort
after
of agent?
World War II.
After,
okay, whatever.
She's the founder of SHIELD, or one of the founders.
Oh God, here we go.
Her, Howard Stark, and I believe
Nick Fury.
Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Nick what?
Fury.
Nick Fury. Hi, I'm Nick Fury.
Every director after him
assumes
the name
Mr.
Nick Fury.
What people you run into, like, hey, I'm Mr. Asshole, or what? It's like, I'm Nick Fury. I'm Asshole.
No. obviously.
What
not.
I'm saying is there's too much of that crap. They're going to overdo it again. They're going to overdo it and crater it. You watch. Mark my words. Within a year, they'll crater it.
Super Bowl is coming to CBS.
No, no, they won't. No, they won't. All right, because you have a good mix. You have a good mix of certain comic books. All right, you have The Flash. You have Green Arrow.
Why they going next year to CBS?
Oh, Jesus
Christ. No, they're actually CBS picked them up.
Oh,
it's a new show.
Which one, Agent Carter?
Supergirl.
Supergirl. Oh, for the love of God!
Who the hell is Supergirl?
I will admit,
instead of Superman, Supergirl.
I will admit there are too many. Admit that to some certain extent there are too many of these offshoot shows. Agent Carter.
I never said offshoot shows. I said.
No, I'm saying that the main show.
Fantasy comic book. What? Don't get angry at me. That'd be like taking the Flintstones and making them, instead of a cartoon, real. They tried that once, didn't they? They had Rosie O'Donnell and some.
Oh, God.
Remember? No, they had Roseanne Barr. They had Roseanne Barr.
Horrible movie.
Okay. Well, no, Rosie O'Donnell's in there too, wasn't she?
No.
Wasn't she supposed to be, not Wilma, but Betty?
She would have been too...
Yeah, see?
No, she was actually not as bad as you thought.
Oh. I thought she was like Rosie O'Donnell
she was
now, babe.
No, she was...
and it seems like all these Marvel stuff, it seems to be all beyond Fox.
No, it's on ABC.
Well, doesn't Fox own some of them?
No.
That's DC.
Yeah. Fox owns DC. Fox owns...
You mean that's not even an independent comic book company anymore?
Disney.
No. I'm talking rights. I'm not talking about DC being owned by Fox. I'm saying they own the rights to the TV show right now. But DC sold them rights to make the show. No. DC still owns... rights to Batman and everything about Batman.
I don't know. There's just too much of that. Some of it's just not.
And Netflix is going to make like 4 of them.
Who is?
Netflix.
Really? They're in on this too now?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
They got Daredevil coming up soon. That first episode's coming quick too.
Who the hell is Daredevil? What's he like? Evil Knievel's half brother? Daredevil.
No.
I'm gonna jump.
He has no fear because he's blind.
Yeah.
What kind of superhero is that?
He's a superhero who uses vibrations like a bat. No
shit.
No, he uses.
Who's buying into this crap? I mean, seriously.
Well, you're looking at one of them. God, who's buying into this crap? I don't know. How about the guy across the table?
I'm sorry, but.
God. Rocket Raccoon. He's stupid. He's right here. God. Guardians of the Galaxy. How stupid is that? God. No, it's just... It takes a certain person to like it. Alright? I'm the certain person. And yes, I
What was that?
Shut up. I believe that there are too many of these offshoot shows, like Supergirl, that are being tied somehow into Smallville, which...
Well, you know why they're doing that, though.
What the hell is Smallville?
Oh, that's a good show.
The origins of Superman.
Why they call it Smallville?
Because that was originally the name in the comic book.
The town?
Yes, that he grew up in, Smallville.
It's his teenage years of how he became Superman.
Well, how'd he get here in the first place?
He came crashing to Earth with the bottle city of Kandor.
With the what?
The bottle city of Kandor.
Bottle.
Yes.
Like in a, like, throw a note.
No,
in
wait,
bottle.
Hold on.
A spaceship.
Yeah.
The whole city.
No.
No.
Just him.
Yeah, he just came in. He didn't come in on a ship, necessarily. That's how it is according to the show. In the comic books, he's brought here by his parents before they are killed. Because with his father being the ruler of Krypton, which is where he's from.
The ruler?
Yes. His father was the ruler of Krypton. His father was the king.
Oh, wow. See, I don't read the comic books. I just thought he was a scientist.
I thought he couldn't stand.
He came from outer space.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
You could be a scientist anywhere.
Oh, for the love of God.
You're a ruler if you're on the planets.
Father is a king. Was before Krypton was
destroyed. Scientists would make sense, though. Scientists would make sense because then he would figure out.
Yeah, I guess in a way it makes sense.
So what's his? So how does this Lex Luthor dude? How does he figure into this shit? That's a cool name, Lex Luthor.
It is a very menacing name. Luthor. I don't mind it. For a villain, that's a pretty good name. It's pretty menacing.
Sounds like he should be a rapper. You like walk a flock of flame.
I've been Lex Luthor, bitch. My chains hang low.
Woo.
So. Oh yeah, they're also coming with Teen Titans too on TNT. God.
Okay, I'm game for that. Give me a high five right here, Teen Titans. Woo!
Teen Titans.
Yeah, Robin. You got original Robin, who was actually the original Teen Titan.
Right, I'm 100% right. There's too much of this crap. It's like the floodgates opened up.
You know what? It's a heyday for someone like me who likes the comic books, who likes the movies, who's a huge science fiction nerd. Oh, we need to start making our plans for Star Wars Day.
Better have a
what happened to? Oh, I don't care about this Star Wars.
No. I'm talking about. No, I never said I don't care about this Star Wars. I like this
the new
Star Wars.
I
do like the new Star Wars. I like number 7. I never said I didn't like it. I just said I'm not that thrilled by it. Because there's already so...
You don't really like it, but you'll watch it.
Of course I will. I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. Of course I will. Just like I'm a huge Star Trek nerd, which means I'll force myself to go to the next piece of crap they make.
I think they made too many of them.
What, Star Trek?
Whoa.
No. I'm not gonna let you talk me into the fact that Star Wars is too many at 6. That's the perfect number because it ties everything together. 7 brings it into a new realm of stupidity.
8, 9. It's confirmed 8, 9.
Oh Jesus Christ. Too many.
Oh, now who's saying too many? That'd be like 2 more Lord of the Rings.
That's too many. I don't think I could sit through another 2-hour Lord of the Rings.
The only films that should have been 1, Star Wars.
If you put Fast and Furious in there, I'm going to hit you.
Well, that was going to be my number 2 shot.
They want to do 8, 9, 2 with that.
What?
The director wants to. I don't know if it's going to happen, but...
Euthanize him.
See, now you know
what?
It's going to be
I did not expect that one from you.
It's going to be the same. It's going to be the same with all these... These DC comic things too. Which is sad because they're going to end up trashing their brand. People are going to get sick of them.
This Bender's actually pretty good at room temp. It's pretty good at room temp.
You just keep drinking that. Make yourself happy.
I got a little bit of a beer stash going. But. But no, I totally disagree with you on this. I think that eventually, yes, they will have too many. But I think that the strong ones, the good ones...
I kind of see his point on DC, I think.
If DC does it all wrong, they're going to screw this entire thing up.
They're going to
drive us all into the ground. Marvel is going to lose followers. DC is going to lose followers. And yeah, I agree with you. If DC does what they always do and fuck it up, it's all screwed. But Marvel, on the other hand, they seem to do things correctly. They seem to always.
Instead
make
of putting
the right
it, why are they? Why are they putting this out on TV for everyone to see? Why don't they sell subscriptions, like or sell like they do their comic books?
Well, that's what Netflix is doing.
Yeah.
There you go. See, that way I got to buy a subscription to watch this series, and then I have to buy a subscription. That way, you'll never destroy it, because it'll be like a visual comic book at that point. You'll have your subscription renewed, so then you can follow the adventure on and on and on. That makes more sense than giving it to TV or these big, you know, mass media markets. That's kind of dumb.
Not really, because it didn't really sell total rights.
Well, no, what I'm
what
getting
do you mean by total rights?
They didn't sell total rights to the whole Daredevil thing. Marvel still holds creative control. You know, Netflix has control to distribute it, and they have
what
control
I'm telling,
to make
what I'm,
money.
The only point I'm trying to make is the point the same. It's the point in everything, whether it's your phones, your computer, your entertainment. They're making one size fits all instead of who are my customers, which means I have to be really creative. I don't have to make 2-ply toilet paper if I'm the only toilet paper maker in the country. I'm making 1-ply. And guess what? I'm charging you double. And when it's out, I'm charging you triple. That's what I'm getting at. It's the same thing with television. With these comic books, they sell them. They sell the rights to someone that shouldn't have the rights. It should be done the old way. Or if you're that much, if you like it that much, then you have to buy that series from me over a series of 5 weeks. That way, it's true art.
See, there's the problem. These comic book companies have been true art for so goddamn long, they want to reach whoever they can at this point. They want to make as much money on this as they possibly
can. But you don't have to make it. You don't have to sell yourself out, because now you'll always keep your costs finite with what your subscription rate is, so you'll always make your percentage. You should never be out of the ballpark if you know what you're selling. If that were not true, then magazines wouldn't still be going yet. Everybody said, "Oh, the internet will tank magazines." Hasn't tanked them.
No, not yet.
Do you think it ever will?
I think
that's
more close to newspapers than magazines, though.
Yeah, I don't think it ever will, because the magazines will always adjust.
Don't you read newspapers, Matt?
No.
Not at all. You don't physically.
I get free
buy.
Newspapers, but
huh?
I get free.
But well, I know, but
I wouldn't buy one.
Yeah, they line the back of your car for God knows how long.
You mean you never go run by one, so you held it in your hands to read it? Okay.
No, I've never done that either. I just read it on my phone. It's the same thing with magazines. Magazines will always have that power to adjust.
Because I could find the article from 7 days ago too.
Well,
instead of,
you mean you'd rather not get it and hold it in your hands and see it and feel it, and that way you can always go back to it. If there's a spot, if there's something, then you always know it's in that book.
Yeah. Because they're just not printing them anymore. The volume of them are just down so far that there are certain magazines that I enjoy reading that are just no longer on the shelves anymore because they're fully digital.
The subscription on newspapers has gone so high.
Well, yeah, it's because they never adjust with the times. They didn't split it 50-50 instead of...
Because my mom canceled her subscription.
Yeah.
This is getting too high.
They never split it 50-50. They didn't make some of it go online and then some of it in the newspaper.
But you know damn well that the cost will go up eventually if there's not a print to offset what you see online.
Yeah.
Ergo, net neutrality.
Yeah, I guess. I can totally see your point here, but, you know. It's just, I don't think you're going to change it. That's the problem. I don't think you're going to get to change it. I don't think you're going to have that option.
I don't know. It seems like everybody's giving up their craftsmanship just to try and get an audience. So what they do really well, they're going to sell themselves out.
I would agree with you, yeah.
And that's kind of dumb. That is really dumb. Then you get really piss-poor entertainment, like Supergirl.
Man. Hey, hey, what's the meaning to women?
I don't think so. That's got to be a made-up character from can't
That's a made-up character from the early 90s. Yeah.
I was going to say, because it sure didn't come with the original Superman.
Oh, hell no. You had Lois Lane, and that was it.
What about Wonder Woman?
She didn't come along until the 70s.
No.
60s,
sure
70s.
About that?
Yeah, she didn't come along until the 60s, 70s, when they founded the Justice League. She was an add-on character in the Justice League. Because they already had the Flash.
Before that.
No, because they already had the Flash. They already had Batman. They already had the idiot who needs a helmet, Aquaman. And they already had Superman, but they wanted to create a fifth and a more patriotic.
Well, Green Lantern, or not?
No, Green Lantern isn't in Justice League. He's in the new Justice
Green
League.
Green Martian. He was original.
No, Captain America's Marvel.
Green Martian was an original.
Green what?
The Green Martian.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. It was one of the first seven.
No, wait, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Green Martian is there too. Sorry.
Green Martian?
Yeah. No, but the Wonder Woman was an add-on in the 60s.
Oh, I thought she was actually from the 40s.
No.
When Captain America. But I guess he wasn't in the 40s either, huh?
No, he was. Yeah, he started in the 40s. Started in the late 40s.
So what you had? You had Batman?
You
Superman?
Had, yeah, Batman, Superman, Iron Man.
In the 40s?
Yeah.
This actually makes sense, though.
Iron Man actually started
because
in the 40s.
Because of Democratic at the time.
Yeah. It started out, Iron Man started out as a, you know, once monthly thing in a low rent, you know, kind of like fiction, science fiction theater 3000 kind of thing. Publication, and then you had like Buck Rogers.
Well, yeah, I had Buck Rogers.
You had, yeah, you had pretty much your run of the mill superheroes. You didn't have a whole lot, and you definitely didn't have a whole lot that were dealing with outer space. You had a lot more that were dealing with time travel than outer space.
Yes, that's true.
Now everybody goes to outer space, even Halo. We're gonna go out in outer space.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going after Matt. I'm going after Matt.
Oh.
defend Halo. I mean, seriously, that's another one where they just like run wild.
He just doesn't know when to stop, does he? He doesn't know when to stop.
Well, I'm just
you put your foot in your mouth.
What? Well, true. I mean,
that was a storyline. If you want to talk about meandering, go after his favorite RPG games, his role-playing games. Go after them.
What the heck's that?
Assassin's Creed.
Why is
go,
it
poke
role,
fun at Assassin's
it,
Creed, please.
Why is it?
Well, please, you're more into it than I
shut
am
up.
Now. For four straight recordings, you had to keep asking a question.
So what's role? What do you mean role-playing? What, it doesn't.
It's where you're a singular character who's playing amongst
in an open
others
world.
In an open world.
Oh.
Where you have total control over
yep
the scenarios and how it works.
So then the original Donkey Kong, you were actually Mario in your role-playing
pretty
world,
much
taking on Donkey Kong. Instead
could,
of just
call it
instead
that
of in a bowling alley having a beer and a smoke and I'm just playing a game.
Or
I kind of like the idea of just being in a bowling alley with a beer and a smoke and just playing a game instead of being role-playing.
Well, I've got half the equation.
Well... I still say that is going to be the wave of the future. You're going to have total geek entertainment spots where everyone. I'm not kidding you. People are going to ditch this idea of always being alone. They are going to totally ditch it.
Well, I don't know so much about that.
Oh yeah.
I don't see it totally.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see. Like I said, I don't see it totally happening, but I see it kind of getting there.
Because what else are you going to do?
I don't really know where to go with that. I think that's the same way a lot of these console makers are coming up with now. They're like, where do we go with this now? We've got full entertainment system now. Where the hell do we go with it now? Shit. A lot of them are like, crap, we're screwed. Hurry up. Cover it up. Cover it up. Come on. Come on. That way they know we're not trying to protect their phony baloney jobs here. Come on. Come out with these holographic lenses. Let's go. Come on. You gotta give them something.
Well, I think there's less and less news about that, isn't there?
No,
actually, there isn't.
No, really? It's actually making a bigger and bigger rumble
it is,
every day.
Because now they're talking about 3D TVs, not needing glasses.
What does it do projected on the...
Something like that, yeah. It has some... Well,
there's a lot. Actually, it has become news. Like
I said, it's becoming a bigger and bigger deal every day. It just is. I can't figure it out. I can't figure out why either, but it's becoming a bigger and bigger deal. Because more and more people are starting to say, well, what if this actually does work the way they promise? It could revolutionize
this. Well, I don't
know
why you'd want, why would you want to watch a film so it looks like, so it looks, so as you're watching a film, it's actually appears as a hologram in your living room.
That would be the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Well, there's no feel to, there's no feel to where you are anymore.
It's kind of true. Yeah.
Because even as you see things in the real world, it still doesn't look like that hologram at all. It's still in the box. It's still in the box in your eyesight. You don't see 360.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Because isn't the hologram 360? Like they appear all over?
Yeah, hologram is like how we're seeing you.
No, hologram is not how like you're seeing me.
No, not in that same kind of texture, but it is a three-dimensional picture. It's a totally three-dimensional picture.
But that
it
person,
has the same
that,
kind of
but
rich
that person
color.
In that hologram has the background that he's standing in, it's, which is your...
They'll shoot it in a multi-camera angle. Well, they'll have multiple cameras on set that will capture every angle, so that way they can
but
piece it
you,
together and make it into a three-dimensional piece.
It's not going to be. I don't think it'll be the same as your sight. It won't appear the same as the way you see people.
Probably not. It never usually does.
No, I'm not going to go that far.
No. No.
At least not yet.
Not yet.
Because the movements will be choppy and foolish looking.
A little bit, yeah.
And he'll walk in front of a lamp and you'll only see half of him.
It could happen. I mean,
good.
Well,
never know.
I've
we
never
don't
seen
know
a
yet.
Company.
We haven't seen
that
anything
has never
yet.
Got it right the first time.
Yeah. Well, you see, the problem is that we haven't really seen any hard evidence of this yet.
No.
What's in the theaters is kind of low rent still. It's still kind of parlor tricks. The what came out first on the TVs was really kind of parlor tricks. So we haven't really seen any hard evidence.
Well, the
that
only
they can
first
actually create
true
anything.
On theaters is
IMAX. The IMAX screens can come up with some pretty
IMAX theaters.
Images.
Sorry. Well, also Avatar.
Oh God! You bring up James Cameron again, I'm gonna punch you. I hate.
But
James
I'm just
Cameron.
Saying this argument that would be the closest one.
Yeah. I would say so. I never saw it, but I heard a lot of people say it was really close.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty decent 3D experience. But I'm not going to watch it. Anyways. To wrap up this
you
extremely...
You have to put on your 3D glasses. It's just there.
See, the thing is, though, is that you can't watch a 3D movie and drink... Because it will just make you dizzier than hell.
Yeah.
And just
for
throw
3D
up.
3D movies, yeah.
You'll just throw up like you can't believe.
Well, then they'll never get it right. Because looking at people won't make you dizzy.
No. That's because that's how your eyes naturally perceive the 3D image. To create the 3D image artificially, they have to play with your vision. They have to play with the way the light appears in your eyes. They have to screw with the lenses on the glasses or on the screens. To make it more dimensional, to project the light differently, so the image pops off the screen.
What they're ending up doing is taking your imagination away,
pretty much,
telling you that you're going to see it this way.
Mm-hmm. I agree with them on I think that's what they're doing. I really do. Because I'm okay with...
I don't know if it's totally your imagination, because you can make it something different that they didn't see coming either.
Oh, yeah, that's possible.
I mean, I'm sure some of it they're probably going to take away, but...
Well, I can
understand where you're coming from with that. But.
Anything else?
No, actually.
Don't want to do a list, or?
Nah. I think we'll cut it off at an hour and a half. Because I think the hair bear wants to go to bed. I think it's almost 9 o'clock.
I got a shower. I got to get cleaned up.
Actually, I think it is 9 o'clock.
Andrew's truck. I got to get cleaned up.
Yeah, it is almost 9 o'clock here. We've got 10-2. Anyways, after that I think is the end of this extremely stimulating conversation we've been having for the last hour and a half. you can catch Matt and I here again tomorrow evening, or early afternoon. All kind of depends. We will be coming back to you guys again tomorrow, and then Sunday. There's no football, so I don't have to worry about Matt rescheduling.
It's fun. Football's in the daytime, so you don't have to relax.
That is kind of true. By the time you get done with work on Sundays, football's pretty much over. There's one last game, and then that's it. But usually that's the really crappy game. Really good ones start at noon.
No, not all the time, because actually they reschedule really good teams at the late games.
Really?
Yeah, they can do that. Especially, the 3 o'clocks are supposed to be the best games.
Huh. I didn't realize that. Because I'm not much of a football fan. But, you know. Anyways, like I said, that'll do it for tonight. We'll come back to you guys again tomorrow night.
Well, the Super Bowl also had the most highest ratings in 30 years. It was
really?
The most watched Super Bowl in 30 years. Yep.
For what?
15 million people watched it.
Great. Anyways.
That's because they hyped it up with the ball deflation, would be my guess.
You mean Balgazi? Deflategate?
I don't know if that's all true.
I think it had something to do with it. People just, you know.
I think it's actually Marshawn Lynch more.
Why would he do it?
I'm only here to be, so I don't get fined.
Yeah, you guys know why I'm here, right?
He made a huge spectacle.
That's why I do the
everybody,
show, so I don't
after
get
the show, everybody wanted the Seahawks to win, so they would get to hear Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's part of it.
Hey, Matt.
What?
Are you in beast mode?
No. Let's grab your crotch.
I love that vine that's going around where there's this guy.
Oh, hey, did you see that one where they blocked that out? Where it's actually...
Hey, Terry. Let me finish. I said...
But anyways...
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, just go. Go. Come on.
This is my fun time.
You've been traveling. You've been trampling me all day. Come on.
This is my fun time. where he acted like he was going to moon him, but he was actually crapping out of football.
Yeah. I saw that. I saw those pictures. I saw those stills. Anyways, there's one from, I believe it was like the divisional game with the Patriots, where, what's his name, Blunt is into the end zone. Grabs a football, he's got it, and there's this guy who goes over it, and he's doing like this, and he goes, "I don't want broccoli!"
All that, yeah.
"I want potatoes, I want gravy, I want mix it all up, put it on my head!" Because he goes like, he does like this, and then he goes, rubs it, he goes over the back of his helmet.
Yeah.
I thought that was
pretty
good.
I thought they couldn't do that anymore.
What?
Well, they get fined.
They do. Well, they
if
get
it's excessive.
Lives. Yeah,
if it's excessive or it
they
excites,
get penalized,
excites
yeah.
a riot. Because Lord knows the Seahawks were ready for a fight.
Well, they should run the ball then. The hell were they thinking?
Yeah.
Goodbye, Orville Borville.
But Keel's kind of like that, though. Those dumb decisions. I think we're...
Like I said, goodbye Orville Morville. Daryl Bevel. Anyways, I think that'll do it for tonight. You done?
Yeah.
Should I allow you more time? Should I give you your own show? Anyways.
Well, no, I'm done.
He thought about it. He thought about it. That'll do it for our Wednesday edition. We'll be back here again tomorrow night. You guys can find us online at geekysphere.squarespace.com. Find us on Twitter, geek1239. And that'll do it. See you guys tomorrow.
See you later.
Bye-bye.